Welcome to this Yoga Nidra practice. This practice of psychic, yogic sleep. One to help you fall off, drift off into sleep, whether it's during the session, after, or later today, in the most beautiful, restful, and healing way. So maybe you awake in the night and have some problems getting back to sleep, right? Maybe this can help you return to slumber, or at the very least be good company for you, bringing you into a state of restful, healing presence as the night or the day goes on. So yoga nidra, right? Yogic sleep, one of the most healing, restful, and restorative practices in the whole tradition of meditation and yoga. It's, of course, practiced lying down if that's accessible for you. So I invite you now to get cozy in your bed, and over the course of the next, maybe 45 minutes, an hour or so-ish, you're going to be gently guided by my voice, my vibe, to a state of presence and an embodied state of being. You'll be led into that relaxed hypnagogic state. And from there, if you fall asleep, that's wonderful. If you don't, perfect. This is, as I'm sure you know by now, a yoga nidra for sleep. So there will be no bringing you back at the end, right? We'll kind of drift off into a silent space for sleep or just reflection, yeah? And it's a full practice today, so we're going to go through all of the stages. So you'll be asked to move your awareness in and around with your body. You'll be asked to be with certain bodily sensations, reflecting on those states of opposition, right? We're also going to move through the chakras really gently. And as we tend to do, we'll end with some beautiful, vivid visualizations to bring refreshment and rest into your mind, your body, and eventually to your sleep. During this practice, use and absorb whatever you need and just let everything else go. If at any point your mind becomes overactive or overrun with thoughts or fears or worries, bring awareness to that. Notice that you've noticed you've moved into that state. And then allow yourself to come back to your body, to the sound of my voice, to the breath moving in your body, to the feeling, the beat of your own heart. Now, as you settle, it might seem obvious, but I'm going to state it anyway. It's important to know that you are safe here and to really know that. So open your eyes, look around the room, make sure you're good and comfortable. And for this practice, if you even want to lie in a different way, in any way that feels comfortable for you, do so. So however you're choosing to lay, wherever you're choosing to rest, get good and cozy, tend to your props, pillows, blankets, your clothing, your socks, your hair, the expression on your face, the shape of your body, your pose. Settle down. Settle into the healing darkness. You can close the eyes when you're ready. And I invite you, once you're settled, take your time to start by coming into the breath. just feel your belly rising and falling. Perhaps even a more subtle but definite movement in the heart space, the chest, the lungs, as it expands and contracts as well. Belly and heart, breath awareness. Before we dive deep together into this healing practice for rest and for sleep. Breath in belly, breath in heart, aware of body being breathed. All right, kiddos. Deep belly breath in. Hold here for 6, 5, 4. Shrug the shoulders up. I know, weird. 3, 2. Open the mouth. Huge sigh. Make some noise. Release down onto the bed. Pull those shoulders down, scoop the pelvis, tuck the chin, toes flop, fingers curl, elongate the spine, knit shoulder blades, find ease in belly, face, jaw, glutes. Make any little fidgets or adjustments that you need, and then just let everything go. Rest aware of the breath naturally moving in your body. And even notice if there's any judgment or storytelling or criticism in your mind towards how your breath is. Notice the feedback from your breath in your belly and your heart. And if there is any commentary from yourself toward yourself, notice that. And see if you can allow it to go, to dissolve, to dissipate. And over the next 5 or 6 breaths of movement in your body, movement in your belly, just imagine that each breath is a step down, a stepping down. More and more into relaxation. 5 or 6 breaths, like you're walking down a short flight of steps into a beautiful paradise where you can just rest. Feel the back of your body resting against the mattress, the sheets, your clothing against the skin, the blanket on top of you. You can hear any far away sounds, letting your sense of hearing radiate outwards, not straining, just allowing. And notice whatever sounds you can hear from outside in the distance or closer by. And you can also hear the space in between the sounds. Notice when you listen to the space in between the sounds, things become a little friendlier. A little more natural, more normal. Gently listening to sounds that are closer. Sound of my voice. The sound in between my words. The sound of your own breath. Eyes are lightly closed. aware of the feeling of the walls in the room, the feeling of the ceiling, the energy, the feeling of the floor, of your own body lying on the bed. And see yourself lying here in the healing darkness, resting with your own breath, the feeling of your skin, feeling of your hair, allowing your face to be soft. Aware of the existence of your own body. Maybe you can even feel the feeling of life in your body as a warmth, as vibration, as movement, life itself. Now feel your breath at your abdomen and the breath at your heart, the breath of your body moving without you doing anything, flowing with the breath, with life inside of you. And notice the sense, the feeling of your out breath. Not taking anything extra, just allow your attention to gently rest a little more on the out-breath than the in-breath. You are aware of the breath coming in, aware of the space, aware of the breath going out that space. You're aware of the breath in the heart. In the same way, the space in your heart, space in the breath, space in your body, comfortable on your bed, comfortable in yourself. And notice how the breath gets slower and slower as you're resting now. A sankalpa is a verse, a line, a statement said in the present tense, a seed that we plant in our subconscious mind so that it can blossom and bring us healing, abundance, wonderfulness into our lives. If you already have your sankalpa, use that. If not, maybe you could use a phrase like, I am resting deeply within myself. I am at home within myself. I feel my heart. I feel my breath. I am present. I am whole. Stating your sankalpa gently, as if you were placing a flower on still water and a few little ripples go out, right, from the flower and fade into the darkness. Your sankalpa, 3 times. Now let it go. Moving now into the rotation of awareness. That awareness will now be systematically brought into different parts in the body. And these parts match certain nerve areas in the brain. And by moving around in our body in this way, we gently help the body to relax into, step into that light hypnagogic state. And if you fall asleep from here, that's absolutely fine. Simply move your awareness to each part of the body, maybe a bit quicker than you would expect. And that's to help us switch off and come more into being. So trust in your journey, your process, and let yourself feel the part of the body that is named. No need to move it, to concentrate your mind, to write a story. Simply rest your awareness there for a brief moment. And so we begin with the right hand and the right hand thumb. First finger, second finger, third finger, little finger, palm of the hand, back of the hand, whole right hand, the wrist, forearm, elbow, upper arm, shoulder, armpit, waist, right hip, right thigh, right knee, right calf, ankle, heel, sole of the foot, top of the foot, right big toe, second toe, third, fourth, little toe. Now the left hand and the left hand thumb, first finger, second finger, third finger, left little finger, palm of hand, back of the hand, whole left hand, wrist, forearm, elbow, upper arm, left shoulder, armpit, waist, left hip, thigh, knee, calf, left ankle, heel, sole, top of foot, left big toe, second toe, third, fourth, left little toe. Now to the back of the body, the right heel, left heel, right calf, left calf, right thigh, left thigh, the right buttock, left buttock, low back, middle of your back, your upper back, whole spine, right shoulder blade, left shoulder blade, the back of your neck, the back of your head. Now the top of your head, into front of body, through forehead, right temple, left temple, right ear, left ear, right eyebrow, left eyebrow, the middle of your eyebrows, the right eye, the left eye, the right nostril, left nostril, right cheek, left cheek, upper lip, lower lip, both lips together, the chin, jaw, throat, right collarbone, left collarbone, right side chest, left side chest, heart center, the upper belly, the navel, the lower belly, the right hip, left hip, right groin, left groin, the pelvic floor, pelvic floor, the whole right leg, and the whole left arm. Now the whole left leg and the whole right arm. Both legs, both arms, your whole face, whole head, your whole torso, your whole body, your whole body, whole body. I am resting in present. I am practicing yogic sleep. Awareness of this inner space of the body, this inner life. And here you just meet yourself. Recognize yourself at the level of your own life, your own energy. Experiencing now the space inside of you in which all of your life, your love, your imagination, your creativity, everything that you are is held. Allow yourself to experience the space in front of your closed eyelids, aware of the feeling of this transparent screen of your mind. Just feel your mind as energy. Notice how that energy moves as your thoughts move. Notice that you're noticing this feeling of energy, of warmth, of movement, rather than judging or criticizing or getting all caught up. You just rest into your whole self and simply allow that feeling of energy and movement to be there. We don't enter the thoughts. We just notice them coming and going. Feel the space between your consciousness and your thoughts, the space between your thoughts and the space between your awareness and that energy field of thought. Feel this space inside your own body, aware of the solid feeling of your body and aware of the space within. The space between your cells. The space within your cells. And the light, the life, that is simply there. Aware of that sense of life that occupies all of the space within you. So bright, so beautiful. Resting in your bed, in yourself. The breath moving to its own accord in both belly and heart. The space in the breath. The space behind the breath. The space at your heart. The space between the emotions. The space behind the emotions, the space within your whole being, your whole being in space, resting in the space of your own mind, gently aware of the feeling of wholeness that is your own life. Resting in presence, resting in self. Now the experience of opposites. Allow yourself to first feel the whole body becoming light, as if your whole body could float up from the bed towards the ceiling, towards the sky. Your head is light and weightless. Your limbs, your torso floating, the whole body. Notice there is no feeling of gravity upon you. There's space in the bones, space between your bones, full of space and light, rising higher, floating higher and higher. Then gently let that go and feel yourself in the bed. Feel the sense of heaviness. Heaviness in the legs, in the hands. Maybe heaviness in one hand more than the other. Heaviness in your arms, your head. This heaviness coming from within you. This denseness, solidity of your body. Heavier and heavier. All your limbs heavy, pressing down into the bed so heavy. As if you are just complete and utter solidity itself. Pure gravity, but from within. Now let that go. Rest in presence. Now the chakra sequence. Here you'll be guided to meet the 7 main energy centers in your body. Part of the practice to bring energy and balance, the deepest rest into your life. And it will help remove physical, emotional, mental, spiritual blockages. So just as when we moved around your body, we'll simply touch down to each chakra point as it is named. And we'll go through the chakras a couple of times, moving from the bottom to the top and back down again. And we'll move one time using seed sounds, which are mantras from ancient Sanskrit, to help unlock the energy of each point. Each chakra. And so bring your awareness to the tip of your tailbone and move from the tip of the tailbone an inch inside your body. Here we have the red Muladhara chakra. Then move the attention to your pubic bone and then back through your body to the inside of your spine between your hips. Orange Svadhisthana chakra. And then to the navel, moving back the inside of the spine. Yellow Manipura chakra. To the heart, and then back to the spine behind your heart, green Anahata chakra, up to the center of your throat, and back into the spine. Here, the blue Vishuddha chakra. Now the third eye, and moving back to the middle of your brain, indigo Ajna chakra. And then the very crown of your head. Diamond shimmering Sahasrara chakra. And coming down, crown chakra, middle of the brain, throat, heart, navel, pubic bone, tailbone, base of spine, back up, red tailbone, orange pubic bone, yellow navel center, green heart, blue throat, indigo third eye, middle of brain, shimmering diamond crown. Moving down, crown, third eye, throat, heart, navel, pubis, base of the spine. And one final time, we'll move through the chakras, your energy centers, and I will gently tone the seed sounds, the mantras. And just allow the sound to touch the chakra point and then let it go. At the red muladhara, the base of the spine, lum, lum, lum. At the pubis, pubic bone, moving back, orange Svadhisthana, vam, vam, vam. Up to the navel, back towards spine, yellow like the sun, Manipura, your power center. Ram, ram, ram. And settling into the heart space, emerald green Anahata. Yum, yum, yum. Up into the throat center, blue Vishuddha. Hum, hum, hum. And at the third eye and the crown, both together, encompassing it all. Om. 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 Resting in presence. Visualizations to engage your imagination, your creativity, your inspiration, taking you deeper into rest and helping you to communicate, to connect with your deeper mythical self. I'm going to place before your awareness a number of images. Just allow yourself to meet them on the level of emotion or memory, not gripping onto the image, not even trying to see it, just allowing the visuals to arise in the mind and then float away. A green light in the space of your heart. You can feel your breath moving your heart, the space within your heart, a gentle and perfect green light. In the darkness outside of your window, a large moth flying away towards the woods. And it's as if you're flying next to the moth. You can see the pattern on its wings, the scales, aware of the starlight, the darkness, the moon, and the other people asleep in their nearby homes. And you fly with the moth into the night. A crescent moon above two tall trees in the night. Night is always mysterious, and sometimes we mistake the mystery for fear. But you allow yourself in your flight to fly towards the two trees, pulled on by the mystery, by your own curiosity. You see the moonlight on the branches, the space between the branches, the space between the trees. A beautiful barn owl sitting on a branch of one of the trees. You see the stars behind the owl, almost as if they were a halo. See the owl looking at you. You looking at the owl. And there's a sense of beingness and peace between you. A sense of wisdom. You notice how the tree branches spread up, lead up like a ladder to the owl. A ladder of wisdom, the bird of yourself, surrounded by the space of the night, haloed by the moon. The beauty of the scene, all taking place within yourself. The silhouette of another tree, seemingly lit up within itself. A reddish, pinkish light, touching around the edges of the leaves like an aura. Is it the moon? Is it the tree itself? And you find yourself standing on the ground in front of the tree. You're not cold. You see the space between the branches, space between the leaves. Space between yourself and the tree. The space within yourself, the same as the space within the tree. The light around the tree, the light around yourself. And a beautiful stag is standing in the night. His antlers are rainbow-colored. The strength, the beauty, the stillness. You are not afraid of him, and he is not afraid of you. You walk towards one another and place your hand on the stag's head. You feel the warmth of his life. You put your other hand on your own heart. You feel the warmth of your own life. You feel your roots growing down into the ground as if you were a tree. You, fully part of the world, your roots growing down into the earth. Branches rising up into the night sky. Separate, but a part of everything, a part of everything, yet fully yourself. You feel that you are surrounded by love. And you notice a single star, a single point of light brighter than all of the others. You feel that starlight within your heart, within your whole being, illuminating your whole self, the space of your life within yourself, lit up by starlight. And within the space of yourself, an image of the whole world, the earth from space, and the earth itself, a part of the totality of the universe. All of this inside yourself, resting in yourself. And at this deep, deep level, allow yourself to repeat your Sankalpa 3 times, dropping it into your consciousness, where the seed will break open and bloom and blossom into your life. And letting go into the night, letting go into yourself. You may have slipped into sleep by now. Maybe you're consciously resting. A feeling of your body, your feet, your legs, your back, your shoulders, back of your head, legs, arms, torso, your whole head, face, your whole body lying quietly in deep awareness and restful, spacious sleep.